You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
For this week's City Counselling segment, I spoke with Waitakere Councillor Shane Henderson. Shane has been out in the community discussing the budget and getting feedback on the proposed cuts from residents in Waitakere. I started by asking Shane how the feeling is in the Waitakere community towards the budget.
100%, man. The feedback has been really huge. We've had huge numbers in Waitakere Ward. I think it might be the most or the second most we've ever had, which shows you the importance of this kind of budget. And to be honest, man, the feedback we're getting so far is that people are really concerned about some of the public service cuts that are being proposed. And they're wanting to try and save as much of these kind of services, things like the arts spending, things like the Citizens Advice Bureau and local board funds, those kinds of things people are really concerned about. Obviously, there's going to be a revenue implication to that. So whenever we're trying to save some services, we also need to talk about how we're going to pay for those services. So it's a really interesting time, but yeah, a lot of feedback.
And why do you think people are particularly concerned with the cuts to community services?
Yeah, I say that this is kind of a blockbuster budget, might be the biggest one that we've ever had as a super city. And I think people are really concerned about the level of cuts that we're facing, and particularly at a time when we've got through COVID, in West Auckland we've had some huge issues with flooding and all kinds of tough things happening to us. It's a really hard time to be a West Aucklander. And at times like these, you rely on your public services even more than usual. So people are particularly concerned about that.
And from the feedback you're receiving, are people willing to pay slightly more in rates to keep these services?
Yeah, generally yes. Obviously, we have a sort of varied views on that, whether we look at rates or we look at debt or some kind of combination. The fact is, you know, we do need to think about how we're going to pay for that kind of thing. And I'm getting a lot of feedback that people are thinking about it, and I think that's really useful for feedback.
And submissions close on the 28th for Aucklanders to have their say on the budget. Why is it important for people to submit these forms to have their say?
Yeah, well, the more people that submit to us, either way, right, whatever your concerns are, then that gives us a more accurate picture of what Aucklanders are really thinking about the budget and the future of the city. So the more we hear from you, the better, and that allows us to make better decisions around the table.
And I suppose some people are wondering, what happens after submissions close? Because the budget isn't set in stone, it can change. So once submissions shut on the 28th, what's the next step with the budget?
Yeah, once the subs close, we sort of go behind closed doors and read them for a bit. So there's kind of a calm before the storm that kind of happens in April. And then from there, we debate it and we talk about the subs that have come in. We talk about the various things that people are saying and trends. That's a really big part of it. And then at the end of it all, through June, we vote on the budget. So it all goes to a vote. And obviously, yeah, there's changes that can be made.
And how do you see this next phase playing out? Because there is a lot of media around it not being a great budget and people being upset. And it sounds like that's something, some feedback you're receiving as well. Is this a view that's held across the council?
Yeah, I think people generally are concerned about various aspects of it. But honestly, we want to keep our judgment open and keep our minds open for when the feedback comes in. And then when that all comes in and we give it a read, I think that'll give us a really good steer.
And you've spoken about the community cuts. Is there anything else in the budget that people in Waitakere are concerned about?
Yeah, in Waitakere there's a couple of other things. So one of them is the budget actually proposes $20 million more in stormwater maintenance to combat the danger of floods. And I think people in Waitakere are really supportive of that generally so far. But, you know, West Auckland, man, we're concerned about the environment. We're concerned about climate change and transport, those kind of bread and butter issues that are core to what makes living in Auckland so good, particularly West Auckland. But, you know, they're the very things that could face some cuts. So I think that's a real concern for people in West Auckland.
That was Councillor Shane Henderson on the proposed Auckland Council budget.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.